Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
But there's more.
It's a what? But wait, there's more.
Exactly.
Oh, no, we're not doing infomercials today, are we?
You're close. You're close.
You're what are we selling today? Is it the bristle sweeper, the sticky tape, the Oxy White stuff that supposedly cleans everything?
It does. OxyClean. Oh, yeah. Don't mess with the OxyClean. It's good stuff.
This is a generic brand. We don't mention brand names here.
OxyBlank.
Yeah.
Flobee is my favorite. Yeah. No. The ex-husband, one of the many reasons he is an ex-husband, bought a Flobee. Because he thought, I know, everyone in here is dying right now. No. True story.
No, we're all living, actually. We're just laughing. Funny.
True story.
We're not dying.
No, he thought it would save a lot of money.
Yeah.
On haircuts.
For those who don't like style.
It cost him a lot of alimony, however. Yeah.
Yes, you too can have Flobee.
And if you don't know what a Flobee is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hair cutting implement attached
to a vacuum cleaner.
My son's listening to this. I'm sorry, honey. Don't worry, you only have half those genes. Anyway. It's not exactly infomercials.
Okay.
So, trivia question.
Yes.
I don't think you pronounce this. It's K-M-M-S-A-M.
Kmsam.
Yeah, I think maybe it's a radio station.
K-M-M-S-A-M.
Yeah. Anyway, Joe, what will your child ask for 9 times before you finally agree?
My kids never did ask 9 times.
No?
No, once when I said no, that was it. That was mean.
Okay.
We didn't play that game.
Okay. What will my child ask for? My 25-year-old child. What has he asked for 9 times?
Are we there yet?
Oh, my God.
Are we there yet?
That's close.
Are we there yet? We'll get there when we get there. Are we there yet?
Studies show that my child, will ask for a food, toy, or some other item they saw on TV 9 times before you finally give in and get it for them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Guess they didn't talk to me on that study.
I guess. I don't know. My kid doesn't watch TV, so. But no, when he was little. Oh, yeah. Yeah. 9.
Wow.
9 is the magic number.
How annoying.
Yeah. I know.
Hmm.
And I gave in. Always.
So the magic number was 9, huh?
Yeah. Oh, no. What are you going to ask for?
Interesting.
You're not as cute as my kid. Well, you know, close. I'm sorry. Anyway, my joke for the day, the joke hint. Stop it. From bizcommunity.com.
Yes.
Yes. Now with improved taste, appears in many products, including dog food.
The question is, who tastes this dog food?
Seriously.
Yeah, because you get any dog, they don't care. Oof, smarsh con. Well, it only took 17 seconds, so that's a good brand.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So
the theme today.
Well, we know it's not infomercial.
No, but it's close.
I don't know. Yeah. Nose picking?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a fun game.
Advertising. I'm ignoring you and talking right over that one. No.
Advertising. Interesting.
Yeah. Early in my career, I was an advertising copywriter.
We all are advertisers.
Yeah. No.
Whether you go to work, every time you job interview, you're advertising.
There you go.
If you work for a company, you're advertising.
Deep thoughts from Joe. Mm-hmm.
When you wake up in the morning, you're advertising. So what are we going to discuss about advertising?
The curious saying or word for the day is slogan.
Slogan.
Yes, from dictionary.com.
Okay, the word slogan has its origins in the early 16th century. Slogan was a Scottish Highland war cry. It comes from the Scottish Gaelic slug groim, from the slug army and garum shout. Army garum.
Slogan!
Interesting, slug groim.
And if you look at it another way, it's slow gun.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay, I tried.
Too many extra vowels.
Okay. I have a top 10 list.
All right, 10 items.
Clubtop5.com, nine top.
You know, one of these years I'll get this.
Advertising catchphrases that didn't catch on.
Get this new map.
These are catchphrases that didn't catch on.
Okay. We do chickens, right?
Eight. Come for the goat cheese, stay for the pig's feet. I have no idea what that's supposed to come from, but okay.
A chest full of carcinoma in every puff.
Six. Find a roach, win a bike.
Oh, no, this is bad number five. 10,000 undertakers. Can't be wrong.
This one I love.
Ooh.
Have another handful, fatty. That's not nice, sorry.
Nobody gets... Number three, it's loaded with alcohol so you can catch a buzz and drown out the noise of your spouse and kids along with your cold systems. Medicine.
Yes, I love that medicine.
Yeah.
You know, now they finally just have one that's Zzzquil.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody took it to go to sleep, so they decided they might as well just, you know, advertise it that way.
We weren't allowed to have it in the Navy.
No?
No, because it had alcohol, so you weren't allowed to sneak it in there. It's like, no, really, Sarge, I'm sick.
Okay, number two.
And everybody in the Navy just said, there are no sergeants in the Navy. Yes, I know.
Two, almost no chance of infection.
And the number one advertising catchphrase that didn't catch on?
As seen on TV, if you were watching at 4 a.m. last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever wonder why they always have those infomercials on early in the morning?
Well, yeah, because old stupid people are watching, like me.
Cheap time frames.
Oh, well, that too.
Yeah, but...
Okay, should we get into this story?
Yes.
Okay.
You started.
Some of us know that I have narcolepsy.
Okay.
And it's getting better, but if I take a sleep aid, which I shouldn't, things happen. I get semi-conscious and, you know how you drunk text old boyfriends? No, this is worse. I drunk shop. Yeah. Yeah. Like stuff shows up at my doorstep and I go, what the heck? And then I trace it back on my phone. And sure enough, usually it's one of those Facebook things or from wish.com or whatever. But yeah, and I can't even tell you the weirdest thing that showed up. Because I can't, because Dave's head would explode.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's all kinds. Usually it's like cheap junky jewelry and stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, this one thing is just...
Notice I'm biting my tongue.
Yeah,
profusely.
I know. Anyway, dumb criminals.
Yes.
From dumbcriminals.com. This is called I Might Even Have a Coupon.
Oh, cool.
Do you say coupon or coupon?
Coupon.
Okay.
Got to do that with a French accent. I might even have a coupon. Some people advertise way too much. Yes, I know you're a drummer and there's no need to wear the same Rush t-shirt every day and walk around banging lockers in a rhythmic and very annoying fashion.
But at least that isn't illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Eight people in Portland, Oregon, I assume, age 15 to 59, were all arrested on various drug charges. According to Fox 12, neighbors had been complaining for over a year about the house that was so obviously filled with all sorts of illegal substances. The police finally busted them after receiving a flyer advertising heroin for sale. Once they entered the house, they found a small meth lab, some pills, and marijuana as well. And you thought your neighbors were wacko.
I got tears. That one's bad. And having been to Portland, all you have to do is go downtown to Tent City and you find everything you want. So.
Okay.
No, it's downtown
really?
Portland's really bad right now because of the weather and everything like that. And I worked out there for a year, and you just had to stay away from a certain part of town because it was just all these tent cities and very nasty.
That's sad.
A lot of heroin addiction. A lot of it. Ugh. Sad.
Okay. Back to happy.
Story time from linkdex.com.
New website I found.
Ooh, linkdex.com. Mm-hmm. Cool. As Subway reels from what is perhaps the greatest spokesman implosion of all time, Mematology asked branding expert for their top picks for runners-up. The following list reveals not only the breadth of celebrities who have lost lucrative endorsement deals, but scandals and subsequent recoveries in many cases. It also illustrates time really can heal all wounds, except perhaps when it comes to murder, multiple sexual assault allegations, or doping. You know, in time, it's possible that the reputations of even the highest-ranking spokespersons on our list could recover as well. And the good news for Subway is that perhaps one of the other biggest takeaways here is that it's likely difficult for any one spokesperson to do permanent, long-term damage to a given brand.
And here is the list of the worst spokesperson disasters of all time. The first one being Gilbert Gottfried.
What?
The brand is Aflac. Year 2011. What went wrong?
The longtime voice of Aflac spokes duck was forever silenced after a series of tweets from Gottfried made light of the 2011 earthquake and tsunami in Japan, when Aflac reportedly derived 3/4 of its business. The brand subsequently put out a nationwide casting call, eventually selecting Hugo, Minnesota's Dan McGill as the duck's new voice. That's sad.
That's so sad. I know. Poor Gilbert.
All right.
I don't like Gilbert. Ben Curtis.
Okay.
The dude, you're getting a Dell guy.
Mm-hmm.
2003. What went wrong? Curtis was busted buying pot, although per Snopes, his slacker computer shilling persona was already being phased out upon news of his arrest.
Aww.
Oh, this one. I love this one.
Number 3, Paula Deen.
She likes butter.
Brands, Smithfield Brands and Novo Nordisk, among others.
And butter.
Butter. 2013, what went wrong?
After admitting in a deposition that she used a racial slur, the celebrity chef saw endorsers flee, restaurants close, and book deals vaporize. However, in 2014, she reportedly received between $75 and $100 million from a private equity firm to create an umbrella company to oversee her businesses and endorsements. She then launched the Power Deen channel on Roku.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Great restaurant if you're ever in Orlando.
Oh, cool.
A lot of fun. Vince Offer, a.k.a. the ShamWow guy.
ShamWow
and Slap Chop. The year 2009. What went wrong? Offer, as only known as Vince Shalomi, was arrested on a felony battery charge after, as a gawker delicately put it, beating up a cannibal hooker who bit his tongue and would not let go.
There's something you don't hear a lot on an application or a resume. What were you doing? Cannibal hooker.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like Hannibal Lecter, cannibal hooker?
No. I just thought the fact that she bit and wouldn't let go, I mean, on the tongue. Yeah. Ooh, ouch. Ooh.
Michael Vick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nike, Reebok, Rawlings, AirTran, Airways, Coca-Cola, Kraft Foods, among others, in 2007. What went wrong? After Vick was indicted on felony dogfighting charges, the Atlanta Falcons' one-time star quarterback was a first-round draft pick, and he was released by his team as well as from multiple brands. He eventually served 18 months in prison before returning to the NFL with the Philadelphia Eagles in 2009.
Yep.
Yeah. And here's a famous one.
O.J. Simpson. Mm. Brand Hertz. The year 1994. Now, what went wrong?
Everything.
The former NFL running back first starred in commercials for the car rental company in 1975 and later came to be the very face of Hertz, demonstrating feats of athleticism as he ran through airports in countless spots with the tagline, "The superstar in rent-a-car." He eventually also starred alongside golf legend Arnold Palmer and actress Jamie Lee Curtis. Even though Simpson had virtually faded from Hertz TV spots before being charged with murders of his ex-wife Nicole Brown and her friend Ronald Goldman, regrettably O.J. Simpson is highly identified with Hertz as he was with football. Joseph Russo, Hertz vice president of public affairs, told Bloomberg in a 1995 interview. I can just remember him in that wheelchair flowing down the stadium and flipping over and the naked gun.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fortuitous foreshadow of things to come for him.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a million brands. Accenture, Gatorade, AT&T, Gillette, Tag Heuer, among many others. Mm. In 2009, what went wrong?
Yeah.
After reports of Woods' rigorous off-the-course game surfaced, the consulting firm Accenture was among the first to cut ties, ending a six-year relationship with the golf icon. In 2013, a Forbes story notes that Woods lost a total of five sponsors and $50 million, although brands like Nike and Electronic Arts stood by him.
Mm-hmm.
The former even released a spot with Woods, listening to advice from his father. Woods, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Woods once again topped the Golf Digest 50, an annual list of the highest paid golfers, with $55.1 million in 2014. What's more, interesting enough, endorsements made up nearly 99% of that figure.
Mm.
Wow. And now he's back.
Yeah, but
he's playing.
Not very good.
Yeah, well.
Every now and then he has moments of brilliancy, but not that I ever watched somebody hitting a little golf ball as far away from you as possible just to go to try to find it. And Lance Armstrong is our final icon. Brands like Nike, Live Strong Foundation, Trek, and 24-Hour Fitness, among others. And the year was 2012. What went wrong? It's another inspirational story gone awry. Armstrong's formidable legacy was forever tainted when he admitted to doping. He was then banned from life from competition and stripped of his Tour de France titles while his endorsements deal crumbled.
Yeah, that's sad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just because all the other bikers do it and they haven't get caught yet. That's another story.
Anyway.
Anyways.
That same website that I still couldn't pronounce, KMM Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fast facts.
All right.
Does all of this bombardment really sell products? The short answer is, well, yeah. And here are some fun facts that back that premise up. Fun facts about advertising.
All right. You'll be happy to know that the average pharmaceutical company will spend twice as much on advertising as they do on product research.
Oh.
And the doctors hate it. Because people come in all the time. Hey, I have this disease and I need this drug.
And I saw this thing on TV and the guy was really cute. And yeah. Mm-hmm. The Marlboro Man began TV advertising in 1955 with many rugged people. But the cowboy character was the most popular. Three of the Marlboro characters, however, promoting the popular cigarette, died of lung cancer.
Bum, bum, bum. Advertising spent $500 million hawking their wares to you.
That was just last year.
Mm.
By the time you reach age 65, you will have seen an estimated 2 million TV commercials.
Yeah.
No wonder I can't keep anything else in my brain.
This is good. Billboard advertising along the nation's highways began in 1900.
Is that the Bro Cream thing?
Actually, that would be an incorrect statement.
Oh.
Because in 1900, there were no highways.
You are such a spoil sport.
I know, because it was in the 50s that they built the National Highway System, but we weren't talking about that.
Okay. So your kids are an advertising target, too, really?
Yeah.
Over $15 billion is spent to get you to purchase breakfast cereal or fast food.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about breakfast cereal today.
No.
Advertising experts agree that the greatest commercial ever made was the 1984 Super Bowl commercial that introduced the Macintosh computer and only ran once. And it was directed by Ridley Scott.
And none of us remember.
I disagree.
I don't even remember it.
I think the best one was, where's the beef?
I liked Mikey.
You like Mikey? Yeah. He'll eat anything.
And the one where...
Life.
And the one where Joe Green throws his...
That.
Yeah.
To a kid that he never
shirt
met.
To a kid. Yeah, I love that one.
That was a great one.
Your children see over 40,000 television ads each year, or about 100 or so a day.
The very first paid ad appeared in the Boston Newsletter advertising an Oyster Bay, Long Island estate.
Hmm.
Interesting.
The first paid ad ever was a real estate ad.
Figures.
Mm-hmm.
Life magazine was the first magazine to sell 100 million in yearly advertising.
Elections attract big bucks. In 2008, Obama spent $70 million on ads for the primary and $240 million in the general election. John McCain spent $10 million in the primary and $126 for the general election.
Mm-hmm. And now companies spent $42 billion on internet advertising in 2013.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it works.
It works. It works and it keeps people employed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ask how many kids have Xbox.
Mm. So, I got some just jokes.
Just jokes.
I dare you to read these without laughing. This is from bizcommunity.com.
Oh, I'll take that chance.
New and improved.
Okay.
If something is new, it couldn't have been improved. And if something is improved, it can't be new.
An oxymoron.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
New warning labels for liquor, wine, and beer containers. Warning. The consumption of alcohol may leave you wondering what in the world happened to your face.
Warning. The consumption of alcohol may make you think you are whispering when you're not.
Warning. The consumption of alcohol is a major factor in dancing like you're having a seizure.
The consumption of alcohol.
It's another tequila sunrise. Sorry.
Consumption of alcohol may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you love them. Ooh. I love you, man. I love you.
That's a heavy drop.
Did I tell you I love you? I love you so much.
Go sit in the corner. Warning. The consumption of alcohol may cause you to think you can sing.
Thereby launching the karaoke craze forever and ever.
Or those people on American Idol who just can't sing.
Oh, yeah. They quit kind of picking on them, though, I noticed.
My question about that real fast is, where are their mamas?
That's part
their
of the
mother's
problem.
Probably in the background saying, Ronnie, you're so good.
God. Yeah.
No.
Here we go. Yes. Warning. The consumption of alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning.
Ooh.
Yeah, no. Drunk dial.
Yeah, warning. The consumption of alcohol may think you can logically converse with other members of the opposite sex without spitting.
I can't say the next one, so we're just going to skip over that. The consumption of alcohol. I do edit these, but I was tired. Yeah. The consumption of alcohol may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people.
Warning. The consumption of alcohol may lead you to think people are laughing with you.
And the consumption of alcohol make Mac you think you can teep real good.
I was supposed to get that one, wasn't I?
You were, yeah, because I didn't do that so well.
But you skipped one.
I know.
Ever wonder what happened with all those advertising terms really, really mean?
Mm. New means different color from a previous design.
All new. Parts are not interchangeable with the previous design.
Foolproof operation. No provisions for adjustments.
Advanced design. The advertising agency doesn't understand it.
Redesigned. Precious flaws fixed, we hope.
Previous
flaws fixed, we hope.
Precious too.
Precious previous flaws.
We actually did put flaws there. Years of development. We finally got one to work.
A maintenance fee is something that's impossible to fix.
Meets all standards. Ours, not yours.
Solid state. Heavy as a boulder.
I saw a subliminal advertising executive, but only for a second.
Advertising sure brings quick results. Last week, I advertised for a night watchman. The same night, my safe was robbed.
There you go. Says everybody on Facebook that tells where they're at when you're not at home. One of life's disappointments is discovering that the man who writes the bank ads is not the one who makes the loans.
Yeah, we're the friendly bank.
Yeah.
So, I was on Twitter again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I've tweeted the hashtag just to see if anything would come up. Bad advertising.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Here's the first one from Surfer Girl. I think it's Surfer Girl. UMD has a picture of a student with a SDSU shirt in their postcard. Bad advertising.
From KP Cassell, 419. Energizing, you should be ashamed of your marketing scandal. Who keeps a battery for 12 years anyways?
Bad advertising. Abziz alleged, when an advert pops up in the middle of my video or other times where it completely ruins my viewing pleasure, I make a mental note of what's being advertised and outright refuse to give that company my customization. Bad advertising, bad spelling. Yeah.
At Iroh Barmstrong, more radio? No. Wow. Radio advert for organ donation? Let's talk about organ donation. Woman, don't be so morbid. Ha ha. Second lap, and then she dies. Oh, don't be so morbid advert. Oh,
yeah. Hashtag organ donation, bad advertising. At if blank only blank the Bannatyne Hotel and Spa. What an oversell. A leisure center with a hotel on some land. But no shampoo, no branded products, no moisturizer in your leisure center spa. Not worth £200. Very unhappy. Hashtag customer service. Hashtag bad. Hashtag unhappy. Hashtag over advertising. Hashtag bad advertising.
At KYM tweets, I can't wait for the next super annoying turn off the sound Tide commercial idea. Who came up with that? Really?
Yeah. And Kogan, best coleslaw in the area. Well, so long as you define area as the region immediately surrounding this Acme Market deli counter, and then yes, Mr. Ron, this is the best coleslaw.
Ooh.
Hashtag bad advertising. Lithium Lyric.
Lithium Lyric. Mm. I can't even afford one direction pencil, let alone Twix.
God, no, Joe. Tickets. Ticks. T-I-X. Do that again.
Again.
I can't even afford a One Direction pencil, let alone tickets. One Direction, the band. Not a pencil. Not a pencil that writes One Direct. Moving on. At Megan E. Morris. This is regarding an ad for a Christian singles online dating service. Well, how could I forget the 11th commandment? Oh. Thou shalt only date Christians who make duck faces. Hashtag bad advertising.
Affleck.
Another top 10 list.
Yes, and another 10.
Eight. Hidden meanings in commercial slogans.
Okay.
Eight is a diamond is forever, which is exactly how long you'll be hearing about it from the wife if you don't cough up the green for some bling, pal.
It's number seven. Built for tough. It's an American version of tough. Not really tough like German or Japanese cars are tough.
Six. I can't believe it's not butter. Being around Fabio for even a few seconds makes you as dumb as a post.
Ooh. Number five. Just do it. You know we'll never get off the couch, fatty. Just buy the shoes. Ooh.
I can't do the next one. I need to edit better. Number three, an army of one. At least it will be if recruiting doesn't pick up.
Yeah. Number two, fly the friendly skies. After you turned over your liquors to the friendly Homeland Security officer, taken off your shoes for the friendly x-ray machine, and bent over for the friendly cavity search. But hey, it was free.
The number one hidden meaning is a commercial slogan.
It's Miller time. Mm. Life hasn't really panned out like you thought it would, has it? Ooh, child.
Got some ruminations.
Quick.
From Moonate.com. Girl, you must be a McCafe mocha because you look better in the ad. You're not worth what I paid, and afterwards I'll be nauseous and full of regret. That is all we have for today. I am Kat.
I think I'm advertising as Joe today.
Together we are.
New Kat. And approved.
No, together we're Kat Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.